After two wins at home, the Broncos hit the road for the first time this season to Western New York to face the Bills.
All we have is the guys in this locker room. We're going to go out there together, man, and try to get this W.
The Broncos and their top-ranked rushing attack face a stingy Bills defense that hasn't allowed a touchdown this year.
We're up for the challenge. We're excited. We go to Buffalo. It's our first road test. We're excited about it.
We're playing probably one of the best fronts in the league this week and in a tough place to play.
We have a one-on-one with the head coach, but Steve Atwater has his keys to the game.
We got to punch him in the mouth early and try to end the game fast.
Get your auto pay ready, because here come the Bills. The Broncos TV pregame show starts right now. An unusually warm day here in Buffalo. Game time temperatures in the mid-80s for an AFC showdown between the Broncos and Bills. Denver is trying to start the season 3-0 for the third year in a row, but it won't be easy facing the Bills front seven, the best they've seen so far, according to head coach Vance Joseph. Hello, and thank you for getting up early with us for the Broncos TV pregame show. I'm Phil Milani. The Broncos have won 14 of 17 in this early time slot. They're hoping to do that again today here on the road. We've got a great show in line for you, including a one-on-one with the head coach. But first, let's check in with the team as the guys made their way into New Era Field.
It's going to be a hot one. That's all right, though. We're playing whatever they're giving us.
We got a couple touchdowns in the offense. Okay. Special teams, we got a couple touchdowns today. And, you know, she's going to show up with a win.
Another opportunity on the road, get our first road win. So go out there, we're going to play hard and get it done.
First road trip of the season, and the Broncos haven't won here in Orchard Park in about a decade. The guys are ready, though, and so is Matt Boyer, who's standing by with the head coach.
Coach, we talked about it last week. You protected home field very well, but in order to be one of those great teams in this league, you got to play well on the road. What does your group need to do in order to be counted among those great road-tested teams?
We've got to play a clean football game. And you know, obviously we're 2-0, we won two home games, but we have not played a clean game at all, in my opinion. And to win the road games, you cannot turn the football over. You know, obviously playing good defense, running the football, which we have, but the turnovers are concerning when you go on the road to play a stingy Buffalo defense.
The Broncos, like a bunch of teams in the NFL, have had to face injury concerns, but guys have stepped up in a big way, guys like Adam Gotsis, Shaq Barrett, mm-hmm. Allen Barber. How big is that going to be, guys stepping up as we hit that bulk of the regular season?
That's going to be huge for you, because obviously it's football, it's going to be injuries, but you have to have backups who can go in and play, and the standards can't change. You know, all of the good teams have productive backup players, and I think so far our guys as backups have stepped up pretty good for us.
Coach, best of luck against the Bills.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you very much. Matt, VJ looking to become the fourth head coach in Broncos history to start his stint with the team 3-0. And now we're joined by Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason with his matchup to watch. Today that starts with the running game.
Mason. Yeah, once again, another strong running game for the Broncos to deal with. The Bills with LeSean McCoy and Tyrod Taylor are better at ripping off explosive runs than anybody else in the league the last three seasons. Since the two of them were put together in 2015, the Bills have 49 runs of at least 20 yards. And how good is that? Well, no other team in the league in that span has more than 34 runs. So they're 15 better than anybody else in football. McCoy alone has 20 runs of 20 or more yards, and Taylor has 12. And he can really discombobulate a team when he gets outside the pocket and has that run threat. So there's going to be a lot for the Broncos to think about. That being said, outstanding job by the Broncos the last 2 weeks, shutting down Melvin Gordon and the Chargers in week one, Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys in week two. So they've certainly shown that they can take a running game out of the equation. If they can do that again today and make the Bills one-dimensional, they'll have Buffalo exactly where they want them.
The Broncos giving up about 50 yards on the ground per game. That's fourth best in the NFL. Speaking of McCoy there, he had a big game against the Jets to open up the season, but last week against the Panthers, just 9 yards.
Yeah, and that's certainly it's a positive for the Broncos when they see what the Panthers can do. Another thing that could work in the Broncos' favor is their familiarity with what the Bills do schematically. They have the zone blocking scheme. Of course, Buffalo's offensive coordinator is Rick Dennison. was with the Broncos the last two seasons. And that means the Broncos have seen the kind of running plays that the Bills are going to run time and time again in training camp and OTAs. So guys like Todd Davis, Brandon Marshall, Derek Wolf, Adam Gotsis, they know what those run plays look like when they're developing, so they know how to not get caught out of position like so many teams tend to do against zone blocking schemes when they over-pursue. The Broncos know what those plays look like, better chance of them not being caught out of position because they know how to deal with it.
That is the type of analysis we've come to expect from Andrew Mason. You can catch Mace on Orange and Blue 760 for 10, first and 10 at 10. Mm-hmm. How's the show been going, Mace?
So far, so good. Of course, myself, Ryan Edwards, and Steve Atwater. You can listen to us every weekday, Monday through Friday from 10 to noon. We've got some good guests on. This week we had Vic Carucci of Sirius XM NFL Radio, and also Hall of Famer Bruce Smith joined us. You know, Steve Atwater's got a heck of a Rolodex, so he can, you know, lean on for fellow players like that. So we got some good guests, some good analysis. I'm more of a numbers guy. Steve can tell you what it was like being in the huddle and what he sees. It's a good contrast of opinions and perspectives, so join us every day.
Yeah, I'm sure that you and Steve have some good back and forth going. That's first and 10 at 10 on Orange and Blue 760, Monday through Friday. That's 10 to noon. Now let's hear from the defense on today's game plan for stopping the run.
Biggest thing against a guy like LeSean McCoy is pursuit. Guys have to stay in their gaps, and we have to pursue to the ball. We have to have two and three guys, even more than that, at the point of attack to stop him. He's a special player, very similar to Ezekiel. So we're going to have our hands full.
I think he makes a lot of plays, tackles that should have been TFLs or tackles he should have got tackled at the line of scrimmage. He breaks them for 30, 40-yard runs. So I think it's just him being a dominant player. I think when we get to him, we definitely have to wrap up and gang tackle.
That run defense could get a little bit of a boost today with Zach Kerr and Tuba Rubin, the new guy from the Seahawks. Could be the first time we see them in a Broncos uniform. Now let's once again join up with Matt Boyer, who's inside the Broncos locker room.
Thanks, Phil. Yeah, welcome into the Broncos locker room. The equipment staff behind me making their last-minute adjustments before today's game. Now, coming into today's game in Buffalo, the big headline will be two top-five defenses going head-to-head. On offense, though, the Broncos want to get their tight ends going early. Guys like Virgil Green, A.J. Derby. If you get the passing game going early with those guys, that should open up some lanes for C.J. Anderson and Jamal Charles. On defense for the Broncos, they go up against a familiar face. Rick Dennison, of course, the offensive coordinator for Gary Kubiak's staff during the Broncos' 2015 Super Bowl run. He's the OC for the Buffalo Bills today. Look for him to get LeSean McCoy going. The Broncos, though, will have other ideas. That vaunted front seven of Derek Wolf, Adam Gotsis, Vaughn Miller. Look for them to establish things in the trenches early for the Broncos to stifle any type of rushing attack the Bills might have. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com. After today's game, Phil Milani and myself will have all of the live locker room coverage on Periscope and Twitter. We'll also, of course, have Trevor Siemian and head coach Vance Joseph at the podium. But for now, Phil, we'll send it back to you on the field.
Thank you very much, Matt. You know, making big plays on the road is always crucial. And who knows more about that than Broncos insider Steve Atwater. Here are his keys to the game.
Thanks, Phil. Here are the keys to the game. The first key: don't underestimate the Buffalo Bills. The Broncos are undefeated so far this season, and a lot of people may get a little bit overconfident and complacent. There's no time to do that, though. With the Broncos having the toughest schedule of any team in the NFL, we need to make sure that we win every game that we, quote, should win, and I believe that this is one of those games this weekend. The next key is that the offensive line protects Trevor Siemian and keeps the pass rush off of him. With the injury to starting offensive tackle Garrett Bowles, Alan Barber and Donald Stevenson need to step up, and the rest of the line needs to continue to improve as a unit and build on the strides that it's made so far this season. The third key is that the defense remains consistent and shuts down the run. They've only given up 52 yards per game so far this year, and if we can hold LeSean McCoy and Mike Tober to 52 yards rushing, Broncos country will certainly be celebrating after the game. Back to you, Phil.
Thank you very much, Steve. And as we mentioned earlier, you can find Steve Atwater on Orange and Blue 760 with Mace for first and 10 at 10. That's Monday through Friday, 10 to noon. And now we're back here field level with Matt Boyer. We talked a lot about the defense. Let's talk about the offense a little bit. Trevor Siemian making his first start on the road. What can we expect?
I think you can expect the same Trevor that we've seen all season long, a guy who's very calm under pressure, very cool. And we've heard it all week, the pre-snap read, right? Very reminiscent of what Peyton Manning was able to do when he went on the road or at home, kind of looking to see what the defense is giving him and then making adjustments on the fly. I think we're going to see a lot of that. He's going to have his left tackle back, Garrett Bowles, as well as Benny Fowler. So two big weapons. I think he's poised to have a good day.
Yeah, and especially with Marcell Dareus out for the Bills, he should have a lot of time to throw back there. Of course, Trevor Siemian leads the league with six passing touchdowns, and the Broncos offense also first in the league on third down conversions. How important is it staying on the field on the road?
Well, on the road, it's crucial, right? I mean, you've got to keep this crowd at bay. Buffalo might be one of the smallest markets that an NFL team plays in, but the fans show up. We saw it driving in the tailgates. They were there at 6 and 7 in the morning, so I think this is one of the more raucous crowds that the Broncos are going to face, despite it being a small market. So it's going to be very important to get CJ, to get Jamal out on the edges, open up the middle of the field, and allow them some options. Maybe get a short run on third down. Maybe get a short pass. I think it's going to be very, very crucial to kind of keep things moving and keep the crowd out.
Yeah, we saw that Bills Mafia out there for the tailgate scene here in Orchard Park is a real big deal. I heard the fried bologna is important.
I guess. I hope so. Well, maybe we'll get to try a sandwich, hopefully. Maybe,
okay.
It's a little hot for fried bologna.
Well, let's hear from Trevor Siemian, who's embracing his role as facilitator.
On our team and our offense, you know, I want to get the ball to those guys and get out of the way. And we're going to be good with those guys making plays. You know, it's not going to be me running around making plays. That's not how we're going to be really, really good. It's going to be 10, 88, 22, 28, all those guys making explosive plays for us. And the more we can get it to those guys, the better we can be, I think.
We're getting closer to kickoff here. Let's wrap up the show. Matt, your final thought.
I think it's going to be run the football. I think that the Broncos need to have the pass open up things for the run because, as we've mentioned all show, the front seven for the Bills is one of the toughest in the league. It's going to be important to get something going on the ground if the Broncos are going to have a chance to take the crowd out.
I say protect the football.
Yeah.
We've seen it the past 2 weeks where turnovers have allowed teams to get back in the game a little bit.
Right.
Broncos protect the ball on the road, and I think they should be in good shape for a win here today. Okay, that is going to do it for us. We'll be live post-game inside the locker room and at the podium. But until then, thank you for watching. This has been the Broncos TV pregame show.